Yeah, dog pictures can be just so good, just real good, you know, if you have them done like that by somebody who knows how to do them.
Well, we just told them, get up there, going to have your picture made, and that pole would look pretty, and seem like they knew what they'd all about.
My dogs, I've got the big one, and then the little one, he's a puppy still, and he's about that big, and I got him from some people who advertise puppies in the paper, you know, and the mother is a mutt, and they don't know who the father was, yeah. So there's no telling what he's going to come out like, you know.
Well, that's just like that last one, actually, we called, said it was a hind, we don't know what its breeding was.
Yeah.
Can't tell what those are.
My little one is, well, it doesn't look like anything I've ever seen. He's got long spaniely ears, but the rest of him doesn't look like a spaniel at all. Yeah. He's black, and he's got brown markings. He's got eyebrows. Yeah, like those. Like mm-hmm. on Pepper's there. And he looks surprised all the time, you know, because his eyebrows are
yeah.
like that. My dogs, since I'm here and my husband's out of town right now, too, he's not home either. He works for Texas Instruments, and they send him to Florida every once in a while for something or other. And so we had to take the dogs to his mother's. And we built the fence at her house so she could keep our dogs. And I called last night to see how they were doing. And she said the big one barked all night the first night. Probably woke her neighbors up. But then he did okay, you know, the second night. So I guess they'll be all right. What would you call a small, noisy kind of dog? Did you have a particular name for a dog like that?
No, I don't know why it'd be referred to.
Okay. What if you had a dog that was sort of a worthless, good-for-nothing kind of dog? What would you call that?
A what?
A worthless, good-for-nothing kind of dog. Would there be a special name for
him? Mutt.
Okay.
Mutt, I reckon.
That's mine. Mine are both that way. Let's see. How many mules did you usually use to pull something when you had, you know, a wagon or
something? Well, two.
Okay.
Ordinary, just...
Okay, what if you had four? What would you call that?
A hitch or four hitch.
Okay, if you just had two, what would you call that?
Pair.
Okay. Let's see. If you've got a cow and you want to have the cow bred, you'd have to take her to somebody who had a...
Bull.
Okay. What do you call a little cow when it's first born?
Calf.
Okay. Are there different names for male and female calves?
Heifer and a bull.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you had a cow by the name of Daisy expecting a calf, you might say Daisy is going to...
Calf.
Okay. Talking about horses, a male horse is called a what?
Mare.
Okay, a male horse?
Oh, a gelding.
Okay, and then a female horse is a...
Mare.
Okay. Can you breed a gelding?
No.
Okay, what do you call a horse that you can, a male horse that you can breed?
Stud.
Okay. When you're going to have a horse gelded, what do you say you're going to have done to him?
Castrated.
Okay. If you were on a horse and you couldn't say on, you'd say, I fell.
Oh.
Okay.
That's what I could do.
Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
That's not too much fun.